All right, guys. So look, today we are talking about something that's a little bit different. In any business, in anything that you do in life, you always need other people. Like, I hear a lot of people saying, hey, I'm going to work for myself, I'm going to be entrepreneur. Even myself, I said, hey, I'm going to work for myself, I'm going to be entrepreneur. I don't need anybody else. I just need myself. That is the biggest lie that anybody can ever tell you. That is the biggest lie that I have ever told myself. Because here's what it boils down to. We are all interconnected. Meaning that in order for me to buy multifamily properties, I need the bank to give me 75%. In order for me to buy multifamily properties, I need investors to invest money. And with that being said, I'm not working for myself anymore. In order for me to invest in multifamily properties, I need to hire a team. And so when I start hiring people, when I start using the bank's money, when I start using investors' money, at that point, I no longer work for Roderick Jones or R. Jones Capital. I work for the bank. I work for the investors. I work for my staff. I work for my employees. Because if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, then none of these people get paid. The bank don't get paid. Investors don't get paid. My staff don't get paid. And I can't let that happen. So the whole concept of working for yourself and entrepreneurship, that is a lie. You're working for others constantly. If you're selling a product, you're working for your customer to make sure that you bring the best product out. If you're selling financial services, you're working for your client to make sure that you provide them with the best resources they need to be successful in anything that they do. If you're working at the, if you own a bank, you're working for your clients that come to the bank to make sure that you're providing them with the best checking services. You make sure you're providing them with the best customer service. If you work at a restaurant, you're working for your customers at the restaurant. Your customers aren't working for you. And once we figure that out and get that thing through our head, then we can start shifting the dynamic and really putting the customer's needs first. Because at first, I went into this whole multifamily thing the wrong way. So, of course, I want to own multifamily properties. Of course, I want to help people become financially free or help people grow their wealth or help people appreciate their income. But I've been going about this thing the wrong way. It's been, what do I want and how do I get what I want? When instead, it's not about what I want. It's about what you guys want. What do you guys want? What do my customers want? What do my investors want? What do the bank want? What do the seller want? Because if I can figure out what the seller wants, what the bank wants, what investors want, what you want, and help you get it, that's all that matters. If I can help you get what you want, then of course I will get what I want. If the bank can help you get more money, of course they get what they want because you become a customer of them because they help you get more money. If I can help you invest in real estate and grow your money 8%, of course I'll get what I want because I'm helping you get what you want. And it's, we're all interconnected. If you can help somebody get what they want, they'll give you what you want. But here's the thing. You don't go around helping people get what they want just so you can get what you want. You go around helping people because that's the right thing to do. Out of your kindness of your heart. It don't matter what they, if they can do anything for you, you still help them. I don't care if you can do something for me or not. If I have the resources, if I have the power, if I have the connections, I'm giving it to you. That's what I'm going to do. Just because I can help. I'm in a position to help you. No matter if you can help me or not, I'm going to help you if I can help you. And we need more people like that, more entrepreneurs like that. Because, yes, money is just it's a tool. But it is also a scorecard. And you only get more money by providing value to other people. You only get more money by helping other people. You can't get more money by helping yourself. In order for you to help yourself, you always have to help someone else. So that's my little rant. I'll see you on the next episode.